In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. We have seen His glory. The glory of the one only Son who came from the Father, full of grace and truth.
Sitting beside the well where I go to draw my water, and he asked me for a drink. But then he said the curious thing. He said, "Those who drink from the water in the well will thirst again, but the water I give, those will never thirst. Indeed, the water from me will grow into a spring of water that wells up to eternal life."
I knew him as well. As a member of the Jewish ruling council, I had heard the teachings of Jesus and knew in my heart that he had been sent from God. For no one could perform such miraculous signs if God were not with him. So I went to him privately to ask questions, to learn more. I can still hear his words in my heart. He told me that no one can see the kingdom of God unless he is born again. And all who believe in him can have everlasting life.
Thank you.
crowds grew that followed that day after Jesus. By multiplying thousands, they would come. The sick, the lame, the outcast, the downcast. And he had compassion on them all. For they were like a shepherd with that sheep without a shepherd. As Passover drew near, we traveled with Jesus to Jerusalem. People heard that he was coming. They went out and got palm branches and went out to meet him, shouting, "Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the King of Israel."
Several days later, on the night of the Passover, we gathered with the Lord in the upper room. And while we were eating the meal, Jesus spoke of his death and of his betrayal. I, of course, was very quick to boast, "Lord, I am willing to lay down my life for you." "Will you really lay down your life for me?" he said. "I tell you the truth, Peter, this very night, before the rooster crows twice, you will deny that you even knew me three times." Then, knowing fully what was to come, he offered these words of comfort: "Let not your hearts be troubled. You will grieve, but your grief will turn to joy. Looking back on it now, I can see so much more clearly, but not on that night. That night, we partook of the Passover meal with the Passover lamb.
Jesus, my son, I still remember when the angel came to me and said, "You are highly favored, and the Lord is with you. Do not be afraid, Mary, you have found favor with God. You will be with child and give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus. He will be great and will be called Son of the Most High. Yet now, he's been arrested, beaten, scourged, spat upon, mocked. And though Pilate found no fault in him, he's being led to his death at a place called Golgotha. This is how a sword has pierced my soul. Standing there in shadows,
How marvelous that the story of Jesus Christ doesn't end in death. On the third day, several women went to his grave to anoint the body and found that the stone had been rolled away. Upon hearing the news, Peter and I rushed to the tomb. Jesus had risen, just as he said he would. Stand before you, testify to this truth, that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, who came to seek and save the lost. We are witnesses of his life, his death, his resurrection. Jesus is alive forevermore.